everyone. Before starting on today's fascinating topic about smart lighting systems, here's a question for you. Have you ever flipped a light switch and wished it could do more? Like, way more?
That's a great opener. You know, it's funny you mention that because smart lighting has come such a long way. We're not just talking about simple on-off anymore. We're looking at systems that can completely transform how we interact with our homes.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we're discussing today. The big decision homeowners face between hardwired and wireless smart lighting systems. It's kind of like choosing between taking the highway or the scenic route. Both options will get you there, but each has its own benefits.
Laughs, that's a perfect analogy. You know, I've seen many homeowners struggle with this exact decision. Shall we break down the key differences to help our listeners make an informed choice?
Let's do it. First, can you explain what exactly makes a hardwired system? Well, hardwired?
Sure thing. Think of it like this. In a hardwired system, all your controls, wires, and circuits lead back to one central location. It's like having a main control tower at an airport, directing all the traffic.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing this centralized setup has some pretty solid advantages.
Oh, definitely. You're looking at three main benefits: better reliability, faster response times, and improved security. Since everything's physically connected, there's no need to worry about signal interference or wireless dead zones.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
At Mr. Sparky of Southeast New Hampshire, we understand how important reliable electrical systems are to your daily life. Our licensed electricians specialize in installing both hardwired and wireless smart lighting systems, ensuring your home stays brilliantly lit and efficiently controlled. We guarantee on-time service and complete satisfaction. Visit us at mrsparky.com/southeastnewhampshire to learn more about our professional electrical services.
Thanks for that. Now, getting back to our discussion, what about wireless systems? They seem to be gaining a lot of popularity lately.
You're absolutely right. Wireless systems are definitely trending upward, and there's a good reason for that. They use radio waves instead of physical cables, which makes them incredibly flexible and usually more cost-effective for existing homes.
Interesting. So what would you say are the main factors someone should consider when choosing between the two?
Well, it really comes down to three key things: your home structure, your budget, and your long-term needs. You know, if you're building a new home, hardwired might make more sense because you can install everything during construction.
And for existing homes?
For existing homes, wireless often wins out because, let's be honest, nobody wants to tear up their walls to run new cables. Plus, wireless systems are super scalable. You can start small and expand as needed.
I see. But what about reliability? I've heard some concerns about wireless interference.
That's a valid concern. Wireless systems can sometimes experience interference from other devices or signal degradation through walls. But here's the interesting part. Many homeowners are actually going with hybrid systems now.
Oh, tell us more about these hybrid systems.
Consider it as enjoying the benefits of both options. You could use hardwired connections in your main living areas for reliable performance and switch to wireless for accent lighting or places that are more difficult to access with cables.
Makes perfect sense. You know what I'm curious about? What about the installation process? How different is it between the two?
Ah, that's where you see some of the biggest differences. Hardwired systems require more extensive installation, running cables through walls, setting up control panels. On the flip side, wireless systems can often be as simple as screwing in a smart bulb and connecting it to your network.
For our listeners who might be wondering about costs, can you break that down for us?
Sure. Generally speaking, wireless systems have lower upfront costs, especially in existing homes. Hardwired systems typically cost more initially, but might save money long-term through better reliability and less maintenance.
What about energy efficiency? Is there a clear winner there?
Actually, that's one area where they're pretty much equal. Both systems can help you save energy through features like automated scheduling, occupancy sensing, and daylight harvesting.
Fascinating. As we wrap up, what would be your top three pieces of advice for someone making this decision?
First, consider your home's construction. New build versus existing home. Second, think about your long-term needs and the possibility of expanding the system later. And third, don't be afraid to consider a hybrid approach that combines both technologies.
That's fantastic advice. For our listeners who want to learn more or get professional guidance on their smart lighting choices, they can visit MrSparky.com. Thanks for sharing your expertise with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great breaking this down for your listeners.